This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Congressional leaders have come to an agreement to kick the government shutdown can down the road a little further. They unveiled a short-term spending bill that would keep federal agencies going until the beginning of March. It needs to be passed and signed by Friday, or else government agencies overseeing transportation and housing, among other things, run out of money. The first full day of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland is underway. This is the meeting where world leaders hash out solutions to global challenges. One of those this year is artificial intelligence. War, election integrity, and growing economic inequality are also up there. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
Let's start with AI. What are we hearing?
Several things. One is a survey from consulting firm PwC tracking what CEOs are thinking about, and they're worried about disruptions brought on by AI and climate change. And 45% of the CEOs surveyed said their company might not survive a decade without reinvention. In the more immediate term, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella told a forum on the sidelines of the main event that he's thinking about the U.S. elections and how the company can prevent the spread of misinformation, especially AI-generated misinformation. And separately, Microsoft's partner OpenAI put out a note about some of its election-related efforts, including preventing developers from creating chatbots which impersonate politicians or government agencies.
All right, so that's AI. What else has come out of Davos so far? What might we expect?
Well, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is there, so expect an effort to bring focus back to his country's financial and military needs. The Israel-Hamas war will continue to be a big topic. It already is. We've already heard this morning from Qatar's prime minister talking about Red Sea shipping disruptions, essentially saying that until the Israel war ends with Hamas, that war ends, that the Yemenis will likely continue to attack cargo ships there.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.